Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We'll get to some possible rivalries in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends at Trados. They grew up on farms. They trade a lot of grain. They love the industry. They've met many farmers that found their grain marketing plan frustrating and intimidating. The goal is to use their ingrained expertise to your advantage. They help alleviate the stresses of grain marketing so you can stay focused on what you love. Go to gotrados.com, GOTREDAS.com today.
Steve, what if you wrote an article and then the main thing was like, okay, now how do I get this article out? Who do I get it to? What do I do? That'd be...
Dissemination is important.
That would be That'd be horrible. So you got these incredible farmers out there working their tails off, crops going well, but then guess what you have to know? The market. So all of a sudden, when do I sell? How do I do this? How about having somebody help you? That's what you have. Who do you have? On three.
Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter. You have all kinds of things.
There's ways to disseminate, and this is what you're talking about.
There's different. Have someone help you. Free consultation. I was talking with Adam Mickus, the president of Trados, this weekend.
Former Husker.
I talked to him this weekend. He was up in kind of my neck of the woods. I was up there, but our paths didn't cross. We were trying to cross paths. Didn't work out. But that's what you do. He keeps in touch. That's what Trados does.
You coached Adam Mickus.
I did. Incredible player from Page. But again, down home Nebraska farmer. So when he walks on, this isn't some corporate coming on. It's not like someone walking out there. Oh, so where are you from? Well, I'm from New York City, but I know a lot about farming, especially in Nebraska.
Minneapolis.
Yeah. No, you don't. This is someone that can sit down and talk. And when they start talking, they'll start talking about all the names they know. Oh, you do this, you know this, you know this. Who are you using? Who's your seed company? How's this going? He would know everybody, everything.
Nice.
Up your profit with Trados.
GoTrados.com. I did a little research during the break.
I did some counting
because you had said there's 78 players on the Colorado football roster. I counted 77.
Total.
77 players right now, as of right now, on the Colorado football roster ahead of 2024.
It's an oddity. You're putting yourself, you're essentially giving yourself a disadvantage.
It's a big disadvantage. Mm-hmm. It really is. That's one of the more shocking stories that I've heard. It really is.
I mean, Nebraska. Go ahead, Bill.
Just any injuries, anything, the setbacks. That's a low. You're on probation. You really are.
Deion does it differently. Nebraska, on the other hand, just to put it in perspective, 57 just new projected additions. I mean, I know Nebraska has 57 new players plus 18 seniors. Don't know what the count is on redshirt freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. But just think about it. Nebraska has 57 new roster additions plus 18 seniors. That's not even – I mean, they got 146 players. That's the best way to put it. 146. Colorado has 77. I don't know what to make of it, Deion, but I guess you just got to trust that the leader knows what he's doing.
Small roster, 77. We'll see how it goes
That'll look like a little team coming out of the tunnel. You'll be like, where's all their guys?
Nah, not really.
You don't think?
No, when they come out of the tunnel, they only travel. They'll travel.
Oh, that's true.
Travel roster.
No, you're right.
Of course,
you're
non-conference, so you can have up to probably like almost 80.
Yeah.
So you'd be under the 80.
Nah, but you wouldn't know. You're right.
You wouldn't notice that part. But now, if you went and watched them practice, you'd be like, whoa.
Where's all your dudes?
Whoa, where's everybody at? Yeah. Is there another practice going on somewhere, another field? No, we're all here.
All accounted for right here.
Mm-hmm.
Small roster for Deion.
Deion.
77. Yeah. That could change before the fall. But as of right now, I counted.
How much could it change?
I just counted. Now, maybe it's not everyone's accounted for, but I counted 77 players during the break.
Thank you.
On the roster.
There might be some additions, late summer, but it's still, in general, on most rosters right now, 98% of people are in place. They're there for the summer. Is there anybody in Nebraska, Steve, that's not here? Of new freshmen signed or portal players or anyone that's not here?
Don't do this to me. Don't put me on the spot. I would think there might be some players that come right before camp, maybe. No, you're right. No, they're all here.
They're all here. There might be a couple of the...
No, you're here. No, you got it. I don't think there's any late arrivals coming. There used to be... academic stuff.
There'd be some people that they used to have people arrive in August.
Yeah, sometimes guys wouldn't arrive in time for the first few days of camp, and you'd be waiting for them. It'd be a big deal. But no, I don't think that's happening. You're right. I think Nebraska players
are way different now. There is the freshmen are there all summer. They take classes.
Right.
So they start off, and they have a couple of classes. They start off at like 9 hours.
Yeah, I had a little mind fog there, brain fog. They're here. They're here, and June is a big month, as we've established. They're practically practicing, so yes. And the big man's here, Carter Nelson. Just ran into him.
Whoa, name dropping. Did you guys have coffee or what?
And, no, just
McDonald's?
Ran into him. No, not McDonald's. I just ran into him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No. Good. Saw this.
Yeah, what's this rivalry talk you're thinking?
Yes. Game show?
Well, what is this?
King is the offseason. CBS Sports was added again.
Okay, they're at it again.
With all this conference realignment, they said, you know, what could be some potential new rivalries in college football? They gave five options, and they all play each other this year. These are games that will happen this year.
One really stands out.
Okay, but here's the options. They have Michigan, Washington, which on October 5th this year, potential rivalry. Alabama, Oklahoma, November 23rd this season. USC and Michigan, September 21st. Georgia and Texas, October 19th. And Ohio State, Oregon, October 12th. It's potential new rivalries in college football. Which one stands out to you, Steve?
To me, it doesn't get any more majestic in terms of iconic programs, uniforms, etc. than USC-Michigan. The fact that they're going to be hooking up regularly freaks me out. As a college football fan for... oh, I'm going to say 45 years. That freaks me out. USC.
Conference game.
Yeah, conference game. I mean, Alabama, Oklahoma is nothing to sneeze at. None of them are anything to sneeze at. Alabama, Oklahoma is kind of the same thing.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Honestly, just as a fan, it's about the uniform. Alabama, Oklahoma, too similar. USC, Michigan, you put those two uniforms out there, woo, woo, because Michigan... yeah. I mean, those are both iconic, cool uniforms. Super cool uniforms. Like, ridiculously cool.
And you get all these cool matchups, but the downside of it is that they're like, wow, look at those games. They don't play every year.
Yeah.
Each one of those won't play. Right. Like, 2 years from now, they're not playing each other.
They'll
cycle back through at some point. But not one of those is the Ohio State-Michigan, the protected game.
Right. True.
So you throw back and you just kind of go now for a one-shot deal. But there's no rivalry because they don't play every year. But there's some interesting games. I think the Georgia-Texas is
incredible.
That'd be very cool, yeah.
I mean, Ohio State-Oregon is the one. If I had to pick to go to one, that's the one.
We're trying to go. We're trying to go to
are we doing
which one
anything?
You want to go to?
Ohio State.
Oregon. October 12th.
To Autzen.
Well, I said that. Ben, what can we do on Twitter to get a GoFundMe? Can we to do that? Ben, can you start that up?
Whip one up.
Yes. What would it take?
Send us to Oregon.
And Bill wants a press pass.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
You could probably work that one out.
Yes.
I'm going to start calling you press pass.
What about Scoop?
Scoop.
That's what we call Scoop.
Yeah, Milt Tenenbaum called me Scoop.
Did he?
The late Milt Tenenbaum. Yeah. What's up, Scoop? I mean, if I called him, he'd say, what's up, Scoop? Ran into him. What's up, Scoop? Yeah. But anyway, rest in peace to him. So you want to go to Autzen? God.
Yeah. Could you imagine us on that trip?
Can you imagine that
place would be rocking.
Can you imagine that day?
No, I can't.
Heavyweights.
Has that been announced? Is that a night game? Or is that the 3:30? Can we check that one?
Check that real quick.
It would be incredible.
I mean, think about that. Think about this is Bill.
Bill Knight's in the house.
Bill addresses this sometimes, this new college football world, which we grouse about some of it. But, man, when you look at these games, October 12th, then the next week is Georgia-Texas. That's October 19th. Good God.
Can't breathe.
The time has not been announced yet for that game.
God, I hope it's
Ohio State-Oregon.
I mean, you look at you can do it this way, too. Three straight weekends in October. Michigan-Washington, October 5th. Okay?
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase. It's a culture. and the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The next week, the big one, Ohio State, Oregon. Then the next week, Georgia, Texas. I mean, it can't get here soon enough.
So Michigan and Washington played in the national championship game last year. And that right now is kind of like a,
That's still pretty big, though.
It really is pretty big, but it doesn't have the same...
No, it doesn't have the same zip.
The same cachet.
It doesn't have the same oomph as... Yeah. Nothing has the same oomph as Oregon, Ohio State. Or does... Is there another game that does? I don't know. I don't know if there is one.
That's as big.
That's ridiculous. That's
an awesome game.
Yeah.
Ohio State, Oregon should be awesome.
Oh, my God.
But Steve is 100% right with the USC. The USC game. In what, Michigan?
Yep.
Yeah.
September 21st.
Just the programs and the uniforms.
So you're going to see USC come out. They're going to be in their white uniforms. They're going to have on their gold pants. Like that.
How beautiful will that be?
It'll be a beautiful sight to see.
Yes.
It will be a beautiful sight to see.
And USC has cool uniforms, too.
They do. They look really, really cool.
Cool.
Yeah. When they're at home and just, oh.
Oh, so they have the yellow pants, right?
Yeah.
And the maroon top. Maroon top. Mm-hmm. Trojan on the helmet.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Their
their helmets really look so good.
Strong look.
They look so good. UCLA's got a heck of a look.
Powder blue.
When they come out, it's like, that's a cool look.
See, this is good. This is good because we do complain a lot about the new college game. But, man, this stuff is still, when you think about this conference now and these teams that are in it and these matchups, how fun is it going to be for Nebraska to go to USC in November?
You're going. You'll be there.
Oh, yes, I'll be there.
The Coliseum.
For the 10 p.m. game, likely.
Whatever. I don't 8 p.m. care that what time. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, that stuff's fun. I mean, those matchups are fun. UCLA coming into Lincoln's cool. I mean, it's cool.
Deshaun Foster leading the way.
Yeah. I mean, they're no good. I mean, they're not very good, but still it'll be – I shouldn't say no good because I'll have some dudes.
They'll have some players. It'll be a classic example of where are they at that time. Where's their head at?
Yeah, and how are they with the cold?
How are they? There's a lot of things there that will be going on.
Because they're coming into our lair.
Yes.
In November.
Our lair on November 2nd.
That's not a good thing
it's
for
rough
UCLA.
Rough
duty for UCLA. Because whenever UCLA used to come here, it was always in September.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they came and played here. Nebraska went out there. We went out there and played in the Rose Bowl. I don't know what year would have been, 91?
Who's that? What? Oh,
at Nebraska.
Oh, yes.
Nebraska went out there. And there was about 30,000 Nebraska fans there, but there were still a ton of empty seats. You don't fill that place up because they don't have any interest. But the Nebraska fans were there. But I remember it very clearly that they ran for like an 80-yard touchdown or a long touchdown. They had 12 guys in the field. They had two tight ends, two backs.
Called?
What's that?
No flag?
And two wideouts.
No flag?
No flag. Didn't call it. Everyone screamed. They have 12 guys in the field. No replay.
No replay, no flag. Interesting.
Too bad.
Yeah, it's too bad.
It's too bad.
Nebraska
missed it.
End up winning the game.
But, all right, let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You guys are 0-1 on the week. Yeah. Today is topic is pro franchises that have moved. Relocated pro franchises is our topic today.
That's incredible.
Relocated pro franchises. Interesting
topic.
That's
our topic today.
I think that's a heck of a topic.
Jake, that's interesting.
I don't think I'm very good, but that's good work by you.
We'll see how this goes today. 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. Relocated pro franchises are topic today. You guys feel okay about this one?
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Intrigued. Bill feels okay about this also. Let's see.
I don't know if I feel okay, but it's just interesting.
Yeah, lock in.
All right, let's see how Greg feels. Greg, how do you feel about relocated pro franchises?
Oh, we'll find out, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's do this.
Bill is a lifeline for one question for SIP. As always, Greg, first question goes to you. What city did the Clippers move to L.A. from in 1984?
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap.
Uh-oh.
It's okay, Greg. We got this one, so there is some pressure.
Is this Greg? Is this our Greg?
No.
No, this is not
Missing. This is Greg from Milford.
Greg in Milford.
Oh, hi, Greg.
He's our Greg.
He is our Greg.
You are our Greg.
Yeah, we have two Gregs.
You're our Greg.
Three Gregs. Yes. Greg in Myrtle Beach, too.
Greg in Myrtle Beach.
Four.
Five.
Four. Three. Two.
Sacramento.
Not a bad guess.
Please tell me you have it. 100%.
Yeah, I have it. Yeah, 100. Yeah. I mean, this was when I was following the NBA like every day. San Diego.
That's
brilliant. Right.
That is correct. 1-0
I know right where the arena. We used to drive by the arena all the time. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty close to the ocean.
Really?
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
SIP first question. Bills in play up 1-0. What city did the Jazz move to Salt Lake City from in 1979?
That was Maravich. I mean, I know.
Say it.
I used to read the box scores every morning.
You leave them hanging over there.
New Orleans.
New Orleans is correct. You left Bill hanging there for a second.
Ben, you saw it, didn't you?
Like a race car. I didn't know what he was doing.
This is so easy.
2-0 lead to stay alive.
Well, this is our wheelhouse, to be honest.
I mean, Greg, last question. What city did the Braves move to Atlanta from in 1966?
Oh, man, I might go 0-2.
No, you're okay.
The Braves. Kansas City. That's a victory for SIP. The answer.
Try to get this. Don't tell us.
The game is over. You've won the game. You want to take
it? The Braves moved from. In 66, the year I was born, they moved. Was it Boston?
And it was Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Oh.
Milwaukee.
Yeah, Boston's a terrible guess. Yeah.
Greg, we'll get you a bagel and a coffee. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
What's the last question?
Greg is gone.
Another question?
Oh, Greg wanted to say something. Sorry, Greg. Done. Jake cut you off.
Yeah, well,
he dropped off then too. This one should be pretty easy for you guys.
Okay.
What city did the Nationals move to Washington, D.C. from in 2004?
Layup.
Go ahead.
Montreal.
That is
brilliant.
The Expos. The Expos used to play in a giant stadium. Their logo was great.
It was great.
And they'd get about 100 people to their game.
Oh, it was terrible. They had really bad AstroTurf.
It did.
But they had Warren Cromartie and Ellis Valentine.
Yeah, they had players. Yeah.
They two outfielders who were incredible. Yeah.
Tiebreaker for Bill here. In what year did the NHL's Flames move to Calgary from Atlanta? What year?
Ooh, okay.
They moved
from Atlanta to Calgary in what year?
Whoa.
You guess, I'll say over under.
89.
Oh, I'm going to say 90s.
1980. So the under is.
How has it been that long?
1980, they moved from Atlanta to Calgary.
This is fun. This is a good topic.
This is a really good one. Jake, this is one of my favorites you've ever done.
Yeah. All right. Well, and you guys won.
Yes.
Makes it even better there. So congrats. Yesterday was Landmarks in Nebraska. Today it's relocated.
I hope you do Landmarks again. When you make this, when you do Landmarks and counties and all these things, you make me and Steve look stupid.
Yep. No, I don't.
About our own state.
No, I don't.
That's the part. Hey,
where's Carhand?
Yeah. Yeah. We're like, yeah.
Someday you're going to remember that one. In Alliance.
Alliance, yeah.
Yeah.
You might get that sometime.
We'll get that sometime.
Yeah. Before we get out of here, I got to give a plug for Score One Smoking.
Score One.
ScoreOneSmoking.com. Barbecue rubs and sauces. Chris has got it all in holders. He will send it to you countrywide and worldwide if you want to.
So for the 4th of July, if you want to have the best 4th of July ever, and then you kind of, there's two ways. Let's pre-prepare it. Who do you call?
Chris.
Pre-prepare 4th of July. Good idea.
He wants food sent to you. Oh, I want to do it hands-on. Who's going to lead me? Who's going to be brought up? Chris. He does it all. Chris, please text in. Where are you at this weekend? He's probably in competition or he'll be at some sort of celebration festival in a small town because he feeds the masses.
It's a big job.
Thank you.
It's a side
Thank
gig,
you,
right?
Yes.
It is, but he does a great job with it. ScoreOneSmoking.com. You can find barbecue rubs and sauces there to keep dominating summer and grilling.
Imagine that being part of First Rate Ag, the best chemical company in Nebraska. And then, oh, by the way, I'm also the top barbecue or griller.
Seems like smoker. He has it going.
Yeah. He's got it going on.
Talk about a lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's a lifestyle.
Yeah, he's got it going.
ScoreOneSmoking.com. The spillover's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
We're spilling.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.